Two migrants die after jump from Texas border area bridge. By Randy Clark on January 27, 2023. Two migrants died after a vehicle accident that occurred on a bridge in Texas Wednesday near Uvalde. The deceased migrants survived the crash but later died after jumping from the bridge. Authorities believe the migrants may have fallen after fleeing on foot to avoid arrest by pursuing law enforcement. Four other migrants survived the nearly 40-foot fall. The incident occurred at approximately 4 a.m. after authorities attempted to stop a suspicious vehicle on U.S. Highway 83 near Uvalde. The driver fled from authorities, initiating a high-speed pursuit. He reportedly lost control, overturned, and left the vehicle resting on the bridge span over the Nueces River. Chief Deputy Ricardo Rios of the Zavala County Sheriff's Department told Breitbart, Texas, he believes the migrants may have jumped over the guardrail not knowing the exact height of the fall. In all, two migrants died and four others sustained serious injuries. Rios told Breitbart that survivors were flown to San Antonio hospitals for treatment. The conditions of the injured migrants are unknown. Rios did not offer comment on the status of the suspected smuggler and indicated the accident is under investigation by the Texas Department of Public Safety Highway Patrol. Authorities in Zavala County, located 30 miles from the Rio Grande, have seen a rise in human smuggling activities on area highways for some time, according to Rios. He says the frequent vehicle pursuits present a danger to the community. We have all available resources dedicated to improving safety on our highways, and we also are utilizing resources provided under the state's Operation Lone Star. Still, the volume of human smuggling on the highways is overwhelming, Rios added. Six human smuggling cases have been intercepted by Zavala County deputies since Tuesday. In neighboring Kinney County, Sheriff Brad Coe issued a plea for other law enforcement agencies to help with the continued flow of migrants through his jurisdiction. Coe sent a letter to fellow sheriffs in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas asking for resources. The Border Patrol's Del Rio sector, which includes Zavala and Kinney counties, reported the interdiction of 157 human smuggling cases in the week preceding the accident. During the same week, more than 6,000 migrants were apprehended in the sector. More than 4,200 migrants managed to evade apprehension, according to the Border Patrol. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.